This episode is made possible by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're recording.
Are we, though?
We are.
I still don't understand this whole thing.
Well, you know, it's been three episodes, so you're going to need to get over that.
No, this is actually the very first Serial Killers that is being recorded this way.
Well, we're going to try it.
And it's the very first episode of Serial Killers where I don't have any buttons. I get nothing. This is all you.
Oh, okay. So then you want me to do this.
What's that? Nothing, right? And... Huh. Here's the cool part about this whole thing.
Let's see.
Doesn't one of these have to be up?
Nope.
Oh.
There it is.
No, it'll fade on its own.
Well, I'm fading it myself.
It's a natural fade.
I'm fading it myself.
Welcome to Serial Killers. This is episode 208.
Exciting.
Today is Monday, December 6th.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us. Now, this is the very first episode of Serial Killers on this new setup board thing here, and it will not be edited. So if it's
Wait. I said I was going to send you the MP3, and then if you wanted to edit it, you could. That's why we agreed to do it this way.
No, because it won't match the video then, so just forget it.
Because remember, you do your... Even before, when we used to do it on these, right?
Yeah.
You would edit the audio... So this way it sounded perfect because it's so stressful for you.
It's not stressful.
To listen to the and the
it's not
and you have
stressful.
To edit it all out. This is creating an MP3, which you can then edit on that thing.
Look, I just like a nice, clean podcast.
Yeah.
You, I'm not, listen, this one's not going to be edited. So as a listener, I want you to let me know if it sounds different to you.
Here's what I'm hearing.
What?
I intentionally am not going to edit it. So I hope our listeners complain about it. So therefore, I can get what I want.
Nope. I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
It like you normally do.
No, it's fine. Let's see how it goes.
Why wouldn't you edit it, though?
Because maybe we just don't have to do that anymore. It could be more natural.
Okay.
This is Serial Killers. It's the podcast where we talk about serial, not to be confused with Bold Chat, the sister podcast of Serial Killers, where we talk about everything other than serial.
Yeah.
I just don't want people to be confused. Thank you. If this is your first time, welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome to this. Serial Killers, where we can only talk about cereal.
Well, within reason, Andrew.
Within reason. Now.
As long as it's cereal related, you may bring it to the table.
Did you really just knock on the table?
It hurt a lot because I don't know what
this
it's made out of.
This is a heavy table.
Can we start eating cereal, please?
Sure.
Now, so this came from listeners. I don't know if it was Jamie or whoever. I'm sorry. The boxes all got mixed up, and it's somebody. Thank you very much for sending it. It's still fall, right? It is December, but it's not winter yet.
Yeah, doesn't it start on the 21st?
Something like that. It's apple.
There's an equinox.
It's still apple pie season.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
apple-y.
It is.
So this is going to be a completely apple podcast episode.
So what's the, I can see the wheels churning in your head, Scott.
For the title?
Yeah.
I'll get there. I'm not sure.
Aren't you happy I didn't say apple?
No, it'll be like, Andy Appleseed or something like that.
Hold on. Can you say that again?
Andy Appleseed? It's not a joke, though.
Just say it again.
Andy Appleseed.
Right. The crowd loves it.
Can we start eating? Yes. I hate this thing.
This is so unsafe.
Much. I hate it. What?
This is so unsafe.
What? That?
You can't do that with a lit candle.
Plus, when you blow them out, the smoke detector goes off.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't want to try that. But as we're talking about candles, guess what, guys? It is time. It's the holiday season. Yay. Make sure you go to SerialKillersPC.com now to get your Wax Cabin candle. Yes, you can get either Frosty Snowballs or get Scotty's Peppermint Cocoa Crunch. Go to SerialKillersPC.com and use code SerialKillers to check out. Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Lots of people have been buying them.
Yeah.
I've been getting texts from friends like, look what came today.
Yeah.
That's so super cool.
Well, it's also like when they listen to the podcast too, like, LOL, I heard this today. I'm always like, wait, you did?
Yeah. Is there some kind of way for us to find out like how many we sold?
Yeah, I'm sure we could check in with Jen from Wax Cabin. Oh,
speaking of selling, can I just plug one more thing?
Sure.
So if you go to SerialKillersPC.com and go to the merch part there, we're selling the t-shirts. There's still a few t-shirts left.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody that has purchased. I'm going to kick in a bonus for the month of December. If you buy one of our Serial Killers t-shirts in December, I'm going to give you a coupon for free ice cream of M&M Mars, any one of those. I have a ton of them, so free ice cream. Also, we'll throw in an Elvis Duran Show mask.
Okay.
You know, if you live down south, you don't want that. But up north, you can have a mask.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's an Everything Must Go sale, it
sure.
like.
Yeah, so buy a shirt and get two free things.
Okay.
How about that? All right, let's eat cereal.
I'm in.
Okay? Now, both of these new cereals are bar-related.
Okay.
Okay, and I know you hate the bar cereals. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
So it can either be the Cliff or the Lara. What do you prefer to start with?
Lara.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that sounds good.
I forget which one of our listeners lives down in Florida because this came from Publix.
Okay.
See, look at the Publix price tag.
Yeah, I mean, you're shoving that box in my face.
This is the Lara or Lara, however you want to say it.
The box is going to light on fire. You're holding it so close to fire!
What happened?
It burned!
Oh, no!
I got to move these.
I'm like, don't blow them out.
I don't care. We'll put them on the floor.
Okay.
This is a fire.
The smoke, dude. There's just 9 real ingredients in this box.
Yeah.
It's apple pie flavored. Look. Now, how do you say this accent? It's the two little dots on top of the A. So does that make it Lara or Lara? Or Lara?
I don't know. Where is it from?
From here.
So they just chose to do that accent over the A?
Sure. Play the thing because I'm going to shake it.
Oh, you're going to shake
it? There's lots of stuff in it.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Nope, not
yet. Come on, Andrew.
It's not my fault that you sent
it.
Make
it louder.
Way.
Yes. Fade down, please. All right. We still haven't mastered this. I would like to do it back in the regular thing next week.
I actually am loving the way it looks on video, though. Because now I feel like this is it's a more fun conversational way. Because the other way over Zoom, I don't really get to watch you do this. Instead, it's just you being like, oh, I'm so stressed.
It won't open.
Well, and here we are.
Here we go. All right.
Where's the milk?
I'll get it. I want it to stay as cold as possible. May I have your cup, please?
Yes, of course.
Just 9 real ingredients.
That's my spoon, by the way.
Whatever. Did you put it in your mouth yet?
No.
Then it doesn't matter.
Well, then can I have your spoon?
Sure.
Thank you.
So this morning at 4 a.m., I stopped at the 7-Eleven.
Oh,
what's the matter?
No.
What?
This smells bad.
Like, it just smells like cardboard.
No, it doesn't. That's some bad cardboard, then.
It's good until October 2022.
All right. Well, I don't know why it smells weird. Oh, my God. Well, that was something.
I went to the 7-Eleven. They only had whole milk in the quart-size containers.
Oh, great.
So it's got to be whole milk.
Well, I guess we're going to add some extra padding for the holiday season.
Whatever. Here we go, buddy boy.
I don't love... Like, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Why is this so large? Look at that.
That's a cluster. That is a flake that is clustered with oats and apples and cinnamon and stuff.
Something tells me it's going to be too much
Let's see.
What it's going to be.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
No.
It looks like it should be a lot more, but it's not. It tastes like brown sugar in pretty much, and that's it.
No. This tastes like Luna's shampoo.
Your dog?
Jackie's dog. Like, after Luna takes a bath, and you go and, like, snuggle with her.
Well, tell me if you taste any of these things. Whole grain oats?
No.
Honey? I do taste honey. I taste honey for sure. There's honey. Rice? Sunflower seeds, dried apples, almonds, coconut oil, sea salt, and cinnamon.
I taste way too much sea salt. Mm. I taste way too much sea salt. And the rest is kind of just a blur. I do not like this. I'm going to give this two bowls.
It's apple pie flavored cereal.
I'm going to tell you something. She's not apple pie. Also, if you want that to be in the shot, you need to move it this way. Great.
I'll give it two bowls and a spoon. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. Right. I think I was looking for something a little more sweet, and instead I got salty apples.
I think also it's expired.
I told you it was.
Wait, okay, so it's October 22nd, 2021. It's backwards.
I knew this taste smelled weird.
It just says best if used by.
Okay.
It's a month and change later.
Okay.
Big deal.
You're the same person that I brought milk that expired the same day a couple of podcast episodes ago.
That's dairy.
I can't.
Dairy.
The smell.
Dairy. But it was bad.
It's still bad. It's bad for my nose. I can't even drink it. It's terrible.
Okay, so do you have another shaky jingle?
No, you only sent me one.
But why, Andrew? You should be able to get that stuff.
Well, no. Do you want me to do even more work?
Yeah.
Because I went from doing absolutely nothing to uploading the YouTube, now uploading the audio, now bringing this board.
This is all on you. Hit it, Andy. See, you can't even, like, cue it up properly. Shake your box. You've got to shake your box. Shake your box. Scotty must shake his box. That is the way to shake a box.
Is it?
Yeah. So, that Cliff. Is? Yeah, Cliff. It's another bar. Cliff cereal. Almond, cinnamon, and almond butter. No. Apple, cinnamon, and almond butter.
Okay.
See, I would edit that out if I was editing, but I won't. So I'll just leave everything
in. So why are you intentionally not editing this one again? Because I just really want to wrap my head around this concept.
I just want to see how it sounds.
It's going to sound like bull chat.
Because normally I would cut out the, like, or the...
So why don't you do that?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
With this whole new thing, I don't... It's done and it's not going into my editing thing.
But you know how to do it. This is my point.
I don't.
You do know how to do it.
I don't.
So if I send you an MP3, you've never put it into Vox Pro before?
Let's just have a natural podcast.
That's what I thought. Okay. Ready? Now it's a natural podcast. Yeah. It went from, I care about the listeners.
I do
and
care.
That's why I do
I
it.
I care very much
to
about
now,
the listeners.
To now, Andy brought a board, so I'm spiteful.
Apple, cinnamon, and almond butter, natural flavor, lasting energy to power your day.
Cool.
It looks good.
Okay.
They kept the skins on.
I also like that I could see the boxes close up. Usually you don't let me see. Okay, that's a little too close. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's see the date on this one. Oh, we're good. January 30th, 2022.
Oh, nice. Are you sure you're not reading it backwards like you did the other one?
Yes, because it's the year 2030, Andrew.
You never know. Right. The future is now.
Mm. Well, I mean, there will be a year 2030.
That's what you think. Oh. Do you know April 30th? I don't know what the actual year... Okay, let me just say something. This is green. What the hell is that? Why is that green?
I think it's a pistachio nut.
They put whole pistachios in this thing?
Or it might be a pumpkin seed. Let's just eat it and find out.
Oh, God.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
This episode is made possible by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce. Use intelligent automation and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Mm-mm. The flakes are bad. I don't mean like stale bad. I just don't like the way the flakes taste.
I don't mind it. I gotta tell you.
They're organic grain flakes, nutritious and delicious crispy flakes made from hard red winter wheat, quinoa, buckwheat, and sorghum.
I'm liking this.
Oh, crop diversity. Very good. It actually does taste like a broken up Cliff Bar.
I like this. I'm going to give this four bowls.
Four?
Yeah. Wait, kind of has like a...
I got a green thing too. Let's see what it is. Oh, it's a pumpkin seed.
That's a pumpkin seed?
Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds are big.
Yes, they are.
Mm.
But, no. If I could eat this cereal flakeless, Like, I like everything else, but I don't like the flakes.
I like it.
Okay. Three bowls.
Four bowls.
Three bowls for me.
Four bowls.
I got something stuck in my throat.
What is it?
A seed or something.
Mm. I will say it has a lot of textures. Stuff.
I might have that. Maybe I have that thing. Oh, my God. What's it called when you can't eat seeds and stuff like that? My uncle had that.
An allergy?
No, no, no. It's called something. You can't eat, like, little seeds and not gingivitis.
What?
It's something like that where you can't eat little, like sunflower seeds and stuff like that.
Why?
Because it messes with your throat. I can't remember the name of it.
That's his thing?
Somebody has it, and they'll comment below.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Now, the next one, I'm not...
I feel like we're really plowing through these cereals.
Well, because we talked a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. More argued.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we take a break here?
We can. Hold on. Oh. We'll be right back after the break. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus, can you get the thing right?
Do it all right, again. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
No.
Yeah, we're back.
I didn't like that.
I did.
I didn't like that commercial either. Don't tell me to do that.
What?
What that guy just said to do.
Do what?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the ads I'm going to insert into the episode. That's smart, Scott. That's some forward thinking. Well,
I'm just guessing because there's like three different commercials that run. One that you can't even understand. The other one that is that other thing. And then the JCPenney, sale.
Well, what's hysterical is that the people watching this on YouTube are just watching that.
Oh, that's right. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. The people who are watching this on YouTube right now are like, why do they do that?
But do you think more people listen?
Oh, yeah, watch? For sure. I will say that disgusting dinner party episode, mm-hmm. though, a lot of people watched it, and they liked it.
Why am I still eating this if I didn't like it that much?
I don't know. You should bump that score
no,
up.
No, because I'm eating around the flakes. I like the apples, and I like the chunks of almond butter.
Oh, my God.
I just spit, right?
I did. I saw it. I visibly saw the spit.
Where'd it go?
Or the spittle, as I should say.
Anyway.
Oof.
Here's my thing about the next cereal we're going to do.
What?
I know for a fact, that we've done more than one Safe and Fair granola. I know it.
Okay.
Because we have.
Okay.
Even the last time I said, we've only done one? Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, Newman keeps up the website. I only see one. According to this, we've only done birthday cake granola, and I have to disagree.
Okay.
So we may be replicating this, but I don't think so.
Okay.
It's their apple one because, apple theme.
Yeah. Apple theme.
Where'd it go? Oh. So it's Honeycrisp apple pie. Sounds delicious.
It actually does. I'm enjoying this episode a lot. I like apple things.
Honeycrisp is my favorite variety of apple.
That's a lie. I did not like the Lara bar.
Yeah. Do I need to shake this?
Is this soft granola?
It's not a box, though. No.
Are you going to shake it?
Yeah, I'm going to
shake it. Well, you got to tell me these things. Hold on.
Do it up, Andrew.
It's going to... There you go.
Go. It's not a box. Oh, I feel other things shaking while I'm doing
your
this.
Bag.
I am shaking my bags too. My God, I felt them. Oh, okay. Zip strip. Again, my apologies if we already did this. I don't think we did. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Can I smell it?
Other Scott, needs to get his ish together. I'm kidding, Other Scott. We love you.
That smells delicious. It does, smells right? Like apple ice cream. What? Which normally I'd say, apple, why is there a milk?
No, it smells like an ice cream cone, right? Yeah. It smells like a waffle cone.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I was going. Yeah. Who's calling me from Illinois?
Let's see. I think your car warranty is up.
Yeah, let's check.
Put that on speaker.
No, it's going to be hysterical when this turns out to be someone I need to talk to.
No, you're not leaving.
Hello?
Is this mine?
Hello?
There is a legal notice on your name.
Uh-oh.
So to find out more information, press 1 or call us back on 571.
Don't press 1.
517.
I should?
No.
I pressed 1.
Don't.
Oh, oops.
Now they know you're a person. Here.
Excuse me. I have a question.
Come on. Safe and Fair. Honeycrisp. Ready?
Are the cops coming after me now?
Put that over here. Honeycrisp apple pie from Safe and Fair granola. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Mmm.
All right. That is dramatic as all hell. It's pretty good. We definitely didn't have this before. It tastes like broken up waffle cones with pieces of... It's really freaking good.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I give it 5 bowls.
I don't.
I do.
It's good. I will give it 4 bowls.
This is so good.
Is this one of the ones they sent? No. You know what? A listener sent this to us. And I'm sorry that I don't remember who it was. But you rule. What?
I want to take that home.
You say that all the time, and then you just leave stuff here.
Mm-mm.
This studio is littered with cereals that you said, I'm taking it home for my niece, and then you don't.
I mean, look at the material.
Mm-hmm.
We could get rid of half of these.
Okay.
Now that people can look at the serial library this way,
right?
What should we do with this?
Hmm. Like, remember we had that idea that my kids were going to TikTok and like smash up the pieces?
Yeah.
And do something with them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hello, why don't you do that?
I have an idea.
Okay.
You know what we should do? I should take, let's say, 3 boxes like we do on the show. I'll take them home. I'll have my kids crush the hell out of them with like a rolling pin or something like that. And then we'll put them out in the backyard in the bird feeder, in 3 different bird feeders, and we'll see which one goes first. And the birds will rate the cereals.
Someone who's into like aviary. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, they're
aviarists. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to be like, you can't feed the birds.
Why?
Those things.
Their mouth will get stuck together by the sweetness of the cereal and they'll die.
I mean, they're stale at this point. No, but they're not stale. They're mushy.
No, they're stale.
No.
It's perfect
for birds.
They've
gone through a cycle of cold and hot, these cereals.
Mm-hmm.
So the marshmallows are disgusting.
Let's see.
Flat out plain. I'm not eating one.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Here.
Listen, I now have to run the board, so I can't. You now have to.
Here, just have
You're
one.
You're the new me.
Have one Frankenberry marshmallow.
Nope. You're the new me.
Look, there.
Look at this.
Just
they're
have
like
one.
Little dust. Ew.
Ew. Just have one.
You shouldn't be able to do that with a marshmallow.
Eat one.
Only if you do.
Fine.
And I need to watch you.
I'll have the white.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
You didn't eat it. You threw it on the ground.
I did not. It just fell out of my mouth. I'll do this one. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Actually, these marshmallows aren't bad. They're not bad.
They're just soft.
Yeah, which is gross.
Ugh.
You spit on me.
That was disgusting.
You spit on me.
Ooh, those marshmallows are no good.
Look at my hand.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I have been disrespected. This is a new low.
It was gross. I didn't mean to spit it on you. I meant to just spit it out.
Well, would you mind taking your spittle off my hand?
Yeah.
And now I got it in my eyes.
Sorry, I gotta go.
You're a psycho.
At what time are we at? Can we go?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah.
19 minutes.
So it's a 20-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Very good.
You spit on me.
Thank you for listening.
Disgusting.
To Serial Killers.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you guys. Wait, are we doing a wrap-up?
Because no.
If we are, I could play a nice little, hey, guys, looks like we're doing a nice
You know, we got reviews on
today.
That. People don't like when you do that part at the
Who
end.
Who said that?
It's on. You can look at it. There's
yeah,
reviews.
Yeah, show me the review.
They're like, I don't like when Andrew talks like that at the end over that dumb music.
Yeah. So who said that?
It says it.
Where?
Our friend.
Yeah, who's the friend?
Carrie Hedges said it.
No, Carrie wouldn't.
He
Carrie loves me.
He wrote it.
No.
Well, Juan wrote that.
No, Juan didn't.
He did.
Either.
He's like, I'm on Scott's side.
Mm-mm.
I saw it.
No one's ever on Scott's side.
Yeah.
In fact, everyone is on my side.
Please check out serialkillerspc.com for all the latest serial news.
Mm-hmm.
That, and you could check out our serial ratings. You can buy a t-shirt and get a free gift. Or you can check out our candle line from Wax Cabin Candle Company. It is the holiday candles. And yeah.
Wait, I have something
what?
I have to say.
Oh, use code serialkillers for 10% off. Go on.
What if we started to do like something with the boxes? Maybe we sign them and send them to people.
No, we need to keep the boxes.
Okay.
I've been flattening them.
Have you?
Yeah. Look, this giant stack of flat. They're flat boxes back
Maybe
there.
Maybe we should know what we should do?
Make wallpaper out of them?
That's a good idea. That's one.
Yeah.
The other idea I'm thinking is, what if our Hall of Fame cereals?
Yeah.
We get like shadow boxes and put them in. And then it's like, oh, these were the Hall of Famers.
That's too big.
A shadow box?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
If you go to Hobby Lobby, they have all different sizes
for
the shadow
box. I'd
rather
go to Michael's, I think.
Okay, go to Michael's
then. All right. So thanks for listening to Serial Killers. Have a great week. Don't forget Spoonies coming up. 2021 Spoonies at the end of this month. I believe it is December 27th.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay.
The Spoonies are upcoming. The nominations will be announced soon. Keep
Is there like listener's choice? Do they get to vote on something?
The categories are being announced as we. They're working in the background. The Academy, the official serial. Are you going to barf?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go on.
Okay. So the categories, there's going to be 5 of them.
That's it?
The Academy is working behind the scenes to, you know, tabulate everything. But it's a really big award show this year. So.
Great. I hope we remember to do it. We forgot last
superstar
year.
Superstar guests.
We forgot last
no,
year.
No, it got canceled because of COVID.
No, it was canceled because we were lazy, Andrew.
No, it got canceled because of COVID.
It doesn't even make sense. We were in the studio doing the same thing.
No. We had the rights to the crypto.com arena in California. And
say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch.
Crunch. You like to just drag it on. Drag it.
You're right. We would have a 5-minute podcast if it was you. It would just be you sitting here. Hello. Today I will be eating Larabar. After I eat Larabar, I will have apple.
I'm not a
After
robot.
I have apple.
Turn it off.
Enjoy, guys.
I don't know how to
this
use this.
This gets 4 bowls.
Turn it
I
off.
Enjoyed it.
Turn it
Thank
off.
Thank you for listening to Serial Killer.
Turn it off. I don't know how to do it.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy.
Blech. And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.